This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson.
I'm going to open a detective agency.
Really?
Era.
The number one ladies detective agency is finishing up its run on HBO this weekend. It's set in Gaborone, the capital city of Botswana. And this is the series' number one lady, the heroine, played by Jill Scott.
Behind every window, there are so many people who want to know the truth about some mystery in their lives, some mystery they cannot solve themselves. That is what a detective is for, and that is what I will do.
The show's based on a series of mystery novels by Alexander McCall Smith, who's a professor of medical law in Scotland. But Smith was born in Zimbabwe, and when he traveled as a visiting professor to Botswana, just west of Zimbabwe, he fell so hard for the country that he set up a new law school there. Studio 360's Rob Weisberg has the story of how he started writing about the country as well.
I had originally thought that I would write a short story about a woman who lived in Botswana, and I didn't really want to write detective stories. I thought that I'd just write about a woman who happened to have a detective agency, and we get all sorts of glimpses into various corners of Botswana society through the medium of this detective agency.
McCall Smith's book became a series, hugely successful, and then the book became a TV show. He wouldn't say that music is essential to the plot lines, but McCall Smith does have a passion for it. He's an amateur himself. He plays reeds and brass. And that inspired a character, Precious Ramotswe's ex-husband, the jazz trumpeter.
Because there's a slight whiff of danger with jazz. There's this feeling that it's a rather exotic, dangerous world. And, of course, he isn't a great hero.
Are you looking for your husband?
No.
Are you looking for a customer?
No, I'm looking for an iced tea.
We don't serve iced tea.
Then I'll take a small glass of beer.
Okay, Sharp, would you like to borrow some lipstick?
No, thank you.
South Africa dominates the music industry in this corner of the world. Most people have never heard any contemporary music from Botswana, me included, until now, and I spend my life digging for obscure music. So the show offers a very rare peek into the musical world of this country and an opportunity.
You know, the local market is very small, and you tend to wonder, you know, is there anybody out there?
Solomon Monyame, stage name Solo B, is the Botswana-based music producer for the television series.
I think that is one of the most wonderful things about the number one ladies detective agency for us, particularly as musicians in Botswana. We now, for the first time, really have an international platform.
The opening for the show, performed by the music and dance troupe Mohwana, appropriately features choral music, which is ubiquitous in Botswana.
I was in many choirs as a kid, village choirs, school choirs, anything where there was a choir, I would go in and join.
That began a life in music for Solo, who's now a musician, producer, proprietor of Mud Hut Recording Studio, and his own indie label. Lately, pop music made in Botswana rather than coming from other places like South Africa has had a burst in popularity. Solo offers a couple of cases in point heard on the television series.
There's a singer, her name is Maxie, and she's an amazing singer. She does a song called Mamu Lady, which is actually a Tswana classic. It's quite a fun song because it talks about waiting for your lover on the other side of the river and make sure that the flash floods don't fill the river and then you'll be stranded on one side and I'll be on the other side and things like that, you know, but it's a lovely song. And there's an exciting urban artist, I say urban because he's city-based, and he's produced a very fast-paced and electric music. His name is V, and he's got a big, big, big song. The song's a few years old now, but it still gets the party going. It's called Daku Daku. he's very energetic on stage, and he still performs every single weekend. He's a very hardworking artist.
Also featured in the show is a charismatic guitarist named Stampore.
He comes from a village called Mulepulule, 50 kilometers west of Gaborone, the capital city. And he's like the village bard or troubadour. And he just walks around the village with his guitar and he plays. You give him 2 pula or 5 pula, which is probably about $1. And he will play a song for you right there.
I've heard similar acoustic guitar music from Southern Africa on hard-to-find recordings, but it's rarely heard in the U.S.
And his lyrics are quite risky and a little bit naughty at times. Yes, Stampure's got a song, Stuma Dance. That says, bend over that way, I'll bend over this way. And should I say that our concept of beauty in Botswana is well known throughout Africa, that we seem to be attracted to ladies who I think in the West would be called pear-shaped. In the book, they're referred to as traditionally built, and that is not fiction at all.
Actually, Solo made a point to say that though the books were written by a white person, albeit one born in Southern Africa, and the television series being a product certainly of outsiders, the BBC, he has no qualms with their representation of Botswana.
They've captured well, can I call it the essence of Botswana? In the pace of the television series, it's non-aggressive, it's not hyper. And that pretty much captures life here in Botswana. We have a saying here, there is no hurry in Botswana, for better or for worse. That's how we live.
Botswana may seem a bit sleepy, as Solo says, but he also points out that the recent growth in local music, as evidenced in the TV series, shows a nation gaining confidence, getting out of the shadow of its larger neighbor, South Africa.
We've recognized it for a bit in our politics because Botswana, for many, many years, was the only stable, peaceful democracy in Southern Africa. We were surrounded by countries that were very troubled, that were going through some very horrible socio-political experiences. Yet we never shared those troubles. And we are starting to recognize that in this vast world where all the beautiful and wonderful things tend to always come from somewhere else, we also have a place. And the little bit that we do is also beautiful in its own way. We're a young country, and so naturally we looked outwards to see what was best and what was beautiful and what was wonderful and what was the latest and the greatest. And I think now there's a little recognition that, wait a minute, there are a few things that we actually do better than anybody else.
For Studio 360, I'm Rob Weisberg.
The finale of the number one Ladies Detective Agency is on HBO this weekend.